We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about food. Will all this talk about food make you guys hungry?
Yeah!
I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm hungry and I need to eat. I need something yummy for my tummy, so how about a nice little treat? How about a slice of pizza, pepperoni with some extra cheese? I'm hungry, 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 feed me please. I need something yummy for my tongue, cause I'm hungry and I need some chow. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause my tummy's making funny noises now. How about an ice cream sundae or a piece of cherry pie? I'm hungry. Bob. How about a bowl of spaghetti or a nice big juicy steak? I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Feed me for goodness sake. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm hungry and I need some food. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm one hungry dude. We have so many food choices today, don't we?
Yeah.
What's your favorite, absolutely favorite thing to eat?
Oodles and noodles.
Ice cream.
Hot dogs.
Pasta.
Pickles.
Macaroni and cheese.
Tacos.
Coconut cake for me. Now, all those things that we mentioned, people from the Bible times didn't eat them, did they?
No.
Well, let's look and see what they ate. Let's start in the very beginning.
In the beginning, when God created the heaven and earth...
On the sixth day after he created man and woman, God said,
I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it.
They will be yours for food.
Can you give me some examples of some of the food that Adam and Eve ate? Yeah, Becca.
A mango, maybe?
A peach?
Apple.
Cherries?
Grapes?
Oranges?
Okay, so Adam and Eve ate fruit and vegetables. After the great flood, though, God changed things a little bit. God blessed Noah and his sons, and he told them, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
In Genesis, Abraham and Sarah served a feast.
Sarah took fine flour, kneaded it, and baked bread. And Abraham got a choice calf and gave it to a servant girl to prepare and brought some butter and milk.
In 1 Samuel, Abigail brought David 200 loaves of bread,
2 skins of wine,
5 dressed sheep. That means they were ready to be cooked.
A bushel of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins,
and 200 cakes of pressed figs.
In 2 Samuel, here's what David and the people traveling with him ate.
They brought wheat and barley,
flour and roasted grain, beans and lentils,
honey and curds, sheep and cheese from cow's milk.
And as the people traveled, They didn't have a way to keep things fresh, did they?
Nope.
No. Ice, they didn't have ice. And so they took dried fruit, like cakes of raisins. Like we eat raisins today. They're dried what?
Grapes.
Grapes.
Dried grapes. And they brought grain, and maybe they could make the grain into bread. And they brought animals with them because they had to keep milk fresh. So how do you have fresh milk? The best way to have fresh milk?
Keep it inside the animal.
Keep it inside the animal and just take the animal with you. And that's the way they brought their fresh milk and butter. How do you make butter? Do you know how you make butter? Who knows? Hallie?
You take cream and you shake it.
Churn it. That's right. In the book of Deuteronomy, God's people were given certain instructions about animals that they were permitted to eat. Let's talk about the animals.
There were animals that were considered clean and okay to eat,
like sheep, deer, oxen, and goats.
But there were animals that were considered unclean,
like rabbits, pigs, and camels.
They were even told not to touch them.
When the people of Israel wandered in the desert with Moses, God provided food for them. You remember what God gave them, Becca?
Manna.
That's right. And what else?
Quails.
That's right.
God took care of his people in the desert.
He always takes care of his people.
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, Jesus told his disciples,
"Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear."
Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes.
Consider the ravens.
They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn.
Yet God feeds them.
And how much more valuable are you than birds?
More valuable are you than the birds.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Consider the lilies and how they grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was just like one of them.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Who of you, by worrying, can I? Since you can do this very little thing, before you worry, think twice.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
And he who believes in me will never be thirsty." I am the bread of life.
Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died.
But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die.
I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
God sent Jesus, his only Son, to save the world from their sin. All who believe in him will live forever. Psalm 34 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Can we repeat that together?
taste and see that the Lord is good.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there beside. Precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way.
Let's pray. Dear Father, from the beginning of time, you have taken care of your people.
You made plants and animals for food.
We thank you for cheeseburgers, pizza, and cookies, the smell of warm bread and the taste of sweet honey.
The wonderful food that fills our plates each day, everything is from your hands.
It helps us grow and makes us strong.
Most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus, the bread of life.
He helps us grow closer to you, and makes us strong so that we can face whatever comes our way.
He gives us eternal life.
The world we live in is hungry.
Jesus is there for everyone, and in His holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Share the good news of Jesus, the bread of life, with others.
Read God's Word to learn more about Jesus.
Call us or write to us and find out more about our ministry.
We have music and stories that will feed your mind and soul.
And you can join the Karen and Kids Club.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com and email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
God will take care of you.
You will never be hungry.
He sent Jesus, the bread of life.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. See you next time.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.